Newcomers, make sure you have some questions ready.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have questions. Okay. Oh, yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Right there is good. All right, is that good? Good? First off, you got to give Buzz and Wilmington a ton of credit. They struggled early in the year. And, you know, got some younger guys, got some upper-class guys. They had won 3 out of 4 games heading into this game and probably should have won at Marshall. They're playing well right now and probably did enough things during this game to win the game. So you got my hats off to them. They played extremely hard, did a great job of stretching our defense, made some tough shots, and did a great job on the glass. At the same time, you know, I'm not pleased with the way we played, but I'm pleased with the way we finished. Our execution in the last 5 minutes was exceptional, both defensively and offensively, where we could have hung our head and lost one. We found a way to win. So you got to take some positives out of that. At the same time, you also have to take a long look at where we need to improve on. And not only as a staff and as a head coach, but as players, we need to embrace that. And we need to get better in some critical areas over these next 3 weeks for us to continue the progress that we've made up to this point. It was a hard-fought game, and we made some big plays down the stretch. And as I said, not necessarily pleased with our overall performance, but pleased with the way we finished the game.
Coach, how big was the 4-point play by Marcus when you were down 5?
That was big. And I don't exactly remember the entire action off it, but a good extra pass. He was ready to shoot. I thought that as a freshman, to have the confidence to knock, to take that shot and to knock that down, showed a lot. He had not played as well up to that point. He was in some foul trouble, which, you know, sometimes when freshmen get in foul trouble, it kind of knocks them off out of sorts a little bit. And I thought you saw that today with Marcus, but he also showed a great amount of maturity in not letting it continue the whole game. Because in the last 6 or 7 minutes, I don't know what the time was when he hit that, how much time there was, but he played exceptionally well down the stretch for us.
Can you talk a little bit, last year this was the type of game that you guys let get away from you? Is that the maturity of the sort of core players and having them back?
Yeah, and I think you're right, Matt. You know, again, it's hard always to evaluate and look at last year or whatever. We probably would not have won this game last year. At the same time, you know, we need to keep moving forward, and we need to, be a little more mature in our approach. We started off the game well, and sometimes right now, that's not good for us. You know, we kind of get comfortable, and we need to be a gritty, tough, blue-collar type team to be successful. And sometimes when things are easy on offense, we tend to, kind of play in a different flow than that. And that's not over a 40-minute stretch what we need.
Wilson was sort of a thorn in your side tonight.
Sort of. We left him open a couple times. He's a good player. He can really shoot the ball. Very heady player. And he took advantage of some mistakes off the ball to get the ball, so we were late getting to them a couple times. But they stretched us on their ball screen stuff. We got to keep working on our coverages on that, because with our guys, our big guys' athletic ability and size, we should be much better. I was not pleased with our guards in defending that. Again, a little bit of a toughness factor that you have to fight over those ball screens. You're going to get hit a little bit. There's going to be contact. You can't stop. And so that's just an area, again, that we need to improve in.
Brian, y'all defended Riddleman about as well as anybody has. What did you feel like was the key to taking him away?
Well, we got good size inside, and we kept fresh guys on him. You know, he's a good player. And, gosh, he almost came up with a big offensive rebound for them there at the end. But I think our size hurt him a little bit. And we stayed on top of him the whole time. We never, he's so good at sealing off and ducking in. You know, if we had that type of effort and if we could have matched that on the perimeter, it wouldn't have, I'd be feeling a lot better right now. But he's a good player. You can see why he's a double-double guy almost consistently. But I think it bodes well for Wilmington because I'm not sure they're going to have teams that have his four big guys like we have that can rotate those fresh bodies.
In those final 5 minutes, when, as you said, you know, it was kind of tight, what do you attribute or credit to the way the guys kind of pulled together and were able to execute as well as they did?
Well, we got some stops. I think that one of the big plays is we went to a different coverage on the ball screen, and we, what we call, fired it, and that's a hard double team. We forced a turnover. The next possession, we did the same thing and forced another turnover. You can't live on that coverage for 40 minutes. And as I said, in practice, you don't get to work on that as much as, you know, traditional coverages. So for our guys to execute that well was really, really good. And then on the offensive end, you know, just yesterday we, you know, worked on some end-of-game plays. And we talked to the guys about, you know, we haven't necessarily had to use them, but we got to make sure we execute them. And to the guys' credit, two straight possessions, we scored on those plays. But those two turnovers on the ball screen led us to get the ball out, and, you know, we got to B. Reed missed the shot, and I think Robert got the offensive rebound and put it back in. If we can defend, even though our defense wasn't great tonight, but if they got half their misses in the first half, if we can shore up the rebounding, and you guys have heard me say it, you want to throw up probably. If we can shore up a rebounding, we will become much better offensively. We scored 73 points tonight without defensive rebounding the ball. So our